And now, with a bit of a leg and a back, probably a shoulder, neck, Seren Petro.
Right you are. Right you are, Kay. Right you are. It's important to turn that mic on. It's something I should probably be in the swing of by now, don't you think?
After 20 years?
Well,
20 plus years,
I'm going to blame young Kyle Huppy for abandoning his post run fetch you a beverage. So I'm not taking any blame for this. I'm putting it all over on you two.
Putting on Kyle and then me by proxy.
That's right. That's right. Is he getting me something? Yes, but I'm paying for everybody's beverage. Therefore,
right.
I'm excluded from blame.
I am okay with that transaction.
You will take the heat
for the
freebie beverage.
Free water.
I like that. I like the way you think. It
I'll
is the program.
Catch that anytime.
Yes, it is the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We're on the road. Of course, we keep Fast Talking Rob chained to the board there, handcuffed, if you will, at the Rally House Studios, where you, of course, can gear up for all the college basketball action. We're going to start with some college hoop action. You heard Konzo Martin there. Still a no-show. Michael Porter Jr., we're going to talk about that. You can gear up for these Missouri Tiger basketball games. They win again impressively. Get all your Tiger gear at your Rally House in Kansas Samplers. Eight locations around the metro getting you geared up for college basketball season. Chiefs football, Royals baseball, the holidays are around the corner. No better place to shop for sports fans than your neighborhood Rally House. Curtis, myself, Kyle Huppy. We are here at one of our homes away from home, the beautiful showroom of Robert Brogdon Buick GMC, which is at I-35 in Santa Fe. If you're in the GPS kind of mode, 1500 East Santa Fe is where you'll find us, voted the number one car dealer to do business with here in Olathe time and time again. Number one volume Buick GMC dealer in the metro area time and time and time and year after year after year after month after month after month. Why? Bottom line, they're going to get you a great deal on the best vehicles on the road, and with the 17 model year wrapping up and the 18s arriving, the selection is unbelievable. Listen, if you're the kind that can put a bow on a vehicle and have it for the holidays, well, you know, super for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Maybe it's just time to buy a new car and you just want to mimic, you know, that, hey, look, we're going to put a bow on it. It's great. This is absolutely a fantastic time to get a new car, truck, or SUV at Robert Brogdon Buick GMC. Like I said, look them up online at robertbrogdon.com. 0% for 72 months on the 17 GMC Yukons, my favorite vehicle on the road, the ultimate family vehicle, and a great place if work is a vehicle for you. Of course, the GMC Sierra pickup trucks I'll talk about in a second are great if you need that pickup truck. But a lot of folks need that SUV, that big SUV, to haul some stuff in the back, but not necessarily maybe, you know, grit and grime and tools and that kind of thing. The Yukon is an excellent vehicle, perfect for families, great for businesses. 0% for 72 months on the Yukons. GMC Sierra, the 17 Sierra, up to 11 grand off with a trade-in. Again, that Sierra, all the same electronics, even more power than ever before. Better gas mileage, though, and by far, without a doubt, the best-looking truck on the road. The all-new GMC Terrain. The 18 Terrains, you can lease them for only $249 a month. Brand-new vehicle. You're in it for less than $250 a month. And for the Buicks, the 17 Enclaves are up to $14,500 off. You heard right. You get a 17, brand new 17, $14,500 off. I mean, that is incredible. The Acadia is up to $13,000 off, another great deal. And the Buick Regals are $10,000 off. Listen, get to Robert Brogdon Buick GMC at I-35 in Santa Fe. We're going to be here until 2 o'clock. We're going to be doing some fun giveaways a little bit later on here in the program. But the main reason to come, we are just the messenger. We'd love for you to come by, say hello, say what's up, you know, stop by and chat. But the main reason to get here, whether it's today, tomorrow, this week, soon, is to take advantage of an incredible selection of vehicles plus great, great savings throughout. So come see them at Robert Brogdon Buick GMC. They're at I-35 in Santa Fe. That's basically the northwest corner of I-35 in Santa Fe. 1500 East Santa Fe, if you want to GPS it. They will be happy to take care of you the way they've taken care of me and my family with my last four vehicle purchases right here. As a program, we have purchased 17 vehicles and counting. 17 purchased. Now, you hear a lot of people think, well, I drove around in this car. Bought. This is where we buy our vehicles, right here at Robert Brogdon Buick GMC. So come see him here at I-35 and Santa Fe.
Just one quick. I'm just noticing this car to my vehicle to my left. I didn't know.
Terrain.
I didn't notice it was a Terrain at first. One thing I like about the GMCs and that they do a really good job of refreshing up the styling with by still kind of leaving it the same. I didn't know that was a Terrain at first. I was like, wow, what is that? Oh, that's a Terrain.
It is really good looking.
Of all the upgrades they've done, that to me is the best. That is a sharp looking vehicle.
It is. If you're looking for that, I call it a midsize SUV. It's definitely not a small SUV, but like a midsize SUV, Terrain is a great, great time. And like I said, right now you can lease one for $249 a month. I mean, come on. It doesn't get better than that. Come see him here at Robert Brogdon Buick GMC. I-35 and Santa Fe coming up today here in the program. We're going to be joined by Tim Grunhard. He will be with us in the 11 o'clock hour to talk some NFL and college football. Our football insider, life coach Tim Grunhard, he'll answer to the disappointing showing of his Fighting Irish, 41-8. Hurricane and the great Frank Reyes' Miami Hurricanes just slapped around the Irish. A lot of hubbub, a lot of hype, a lot of big talk at midfield. For the defensive coordinator of the Irish, not much to show afterwards, you know? Not much, really.
You kind of got to kind of bring it after that.
If you're going to sit there and mock the turnover chain, then you better come strong.
27 for the half is not where you want to be
after that. No. So we'll let him, Tim Grunhard answer for the failure of his alma mater, Notre Dame. And get some thoughts on that. There you go, Hurricane. Gave some more love to your Canes. A lot of people expecting them to bounce all the way up to the number two spot in the playoff polls when they come out.
Turns out Mark Richt's okay.
Turns out he can coach. They got number two in the AP, not by my vote. My poll, Alabama 1, Clemson 2, Oklahoma 3, Wisconsin 4, I think, maybe. No, Miami 4. I did bump them ahead of Wisconsin. Miami 4, Wisconsin 5. Badger fans, don't worry, though, because Miami's got to play Clemson. So you're going to be fine. You absolutely control your destiny.
We'll find out tonight in between games of the Champions Classic what the new playoff poll is.
And we'll see if Auburn slides up in there. I've got Auburn, I believe, at 7. I think I got the Buckeyes at 6, Auburn at 7, Georgia at 8 is my top 8, but we'll see. Auburn getting a lot of momentum, and we'll see if they pop up in there. A two-loss team. They certainly got a good resume. Tough loss, 14-6 to Clemson, and a great win against Georgia, just laying the slap on them. And their other loss was to LSU, right, by like 2 or 3 points. Mm-hmm. As I recall, and putting together my poll. So they've got a pretty good claim. They did beat Mississippi State soundly. After that, I'm not sure. You know, that's really the bulk of their resume is right there. I don't know, 51-14 over Missouri, 21-point win over Ole Miss. You know, they get a lot of credit for being in the SEC. A&M, a 15-point win, but not sure how strong A&M is. But Auburn will get a chance to make a big statement by beating Alabama. If they beat Alabama, they would go to the championship game. So, and that might be the worst case scenario for a lot of people, is Alabama losing there because they would figure to probably remain in the top four. I don't know. We'll see.
Did you see
how the committee looks at it?
The odd figure back when Alabama was trailing on Saturday, the last time that 1, 2, and 3 lost in the same day. 1966.
66? I didn't know if it was K-State losing to A&M that day. There were a lot of upsets that day when 98, I think it was.
Yeah.
When K-State lost to A&M in the Big 12 championship game. I think UCLA lost to Miami in a game that had been moved back because of a hurricane back then. And UCLA pulled the upset on Miami. And somebody else big went down that day. And so I thought it might have been them, but I guess not.
66.
Wow. We'll talk football and a lot of Chiefs football with Tim Grunhard. Doug Gottlieb makes his triumphant return to the program, our college basketball insider. It's a new year and a new network for Doug, network number 3 for Doug Gottlieb. We'll see if it's a marriage made in heaven. Fox Sports now for the Doug Gottlieb, our college basketball insider. See if we can get him out of his shell this year. You know, it tends to be a little reserved sometimes.
I don't know. It's always like... Gosh, I don't know what to say.
If he's figured out college basketball and starts to agree with me a little bit more. I'm tired of winning all these bets from him. So we'll see what Doug Gottlieb has to say in the noon hour. Then at the 1 o'clock hour, Mick Schaefer will be with us. We'll play The Feud, your chance to win a gift card to Hen House. Going to be playing for a $50 gift card to Hen House, where you can get your holiday meals from their delicatessen, 11 locations around the metro. Henhouse.com is where you go for that. And they've got, whether it's just a dinner for two, a great holiday dinner for two, this is Thanksgiving through Christmas, dinner for two or for the whole family, check it out. Go to your delicatessen at your neighborhood Hen House, of course, the exclusive home of the Tippins Pies. And you get a Tippins pie. If it's just for two, it's a slice for each. Or the whole pie, if it's for the whole family, get a couple, get three, get multiple flavors. It's at your neighborhood Hen House. Let's get things started today talking some college basketball. Missouri, the local school in action, 99-55. They handle Wagner. And they do it without one Michael Porter Jr. He does not play in this. I don't want to make too much out of it, but, you know, we hadn't heard anything about this injury. Really, I mean, he played 21 minutes. People were wondering why he didn't finish the game against Kansas. It seems like that's when the injury must have occurred. Played only 2 minutes in the first game, but did play, which begs the question, did he re-injure it? What's going on here? And then does not play against Wagner. I don't think Tiger fans are too worried about it. At Utah, it would seem like the first game, Utah picked to finish middle of the pack in the Pac-12. Missouri fans, I know, are starting to dream of an SEC title, which they should, because I think Kentucky's not as good. Although, if you didn't see Florida last night, they're really good, and they're my pick to win the SEC. So, hold on. Mizzou picked five. I think Utah picked like about six or seven in the Pac-12, but you're going to Utah. That's a game where you'd like to have Michael Porter Jr. on the floor. And I don't know that you're going to get it. Let's hear what Konzo Martin had to say after the game. A lot of people wondering whether or not he was going to play. Didn't have a whole lot to say about the status of Porter.
I don't know how serious it's hard for me to say that, but I think it's day to day. I think that's, I guess that's the best assessment for me to say right now. It's day to day.
Has he sought any counseling or assessment from people?
It's day to day. I just think it's safe to say for all you guys. It's really, I understand you want that information. We just played a team with 15 other guys on the roster, and I understand that. But the truth of the matter, I'm not a doctor. I can't give you more than that. I mean, I don't want to give you more. It's not my job to give. I mean, so out of respect for Mike, his family. So I think the best thing is day-to-day. If I had more, I'd give you more.
Real quick, it is your job to give. the assistant coaches are not being brought out there. You're not bringing the doctor out there. So just one thing, it's semantics, really. I get what he's saying, that I'm not the doctor. I'm not the one that figures this stuff out. But just so we're clear, in this day of cloak and dagger and the sports world thinking they're so important that they don't have to give any information, like, what do they think they are, the state of Kansas? have seen the ongoing story in the Kansas City Star, apparently the state of Kansas violating laws everywhere. I'm stunned. I'm stunned.
I'm shocked, Cotton.
As a man who's seen a state agency in Kansas, by the way, walk over the laws. I'm stunned to know that this happens throughout the state. But kudos if you haven't seen this on what the Star is writing about. It is great work, incredible work. You might want to look it up. It's not sports. It's out of our wheelhouse. But I've been following along. Bravo to the Kansas City Star. Anyway,
you know who's a real fan of Konzo Martin's the Chiefs?
The joke, of course. Oh, of course.
Oh, nicely done, Konzo.
The veil of secrecy and the PR department running around protecting keeping players from fulfilling their NFL obligations. Yeah, it's great. So anyway,
said it was a leg,
and I get it. And there are HIPAA laws and everything. And I'm not down on Konzo Martin. He's doing a great job, and I think it's another really impressive win for Missouri to win without Michael Porter Jr. I will say this. We're getting to a point that if he's not playing now, I assume he's not practicing? Or not practicing is a full go? Can we agree that that's probably the case?
Yeah, I would say so.
I mean, I assume that's where we are, right?
Yeah, I don't – I mean, it's just such a – it's just such an odd situation overall. I mean, to not even have him be on the court, to I mean, he's comfortable back there, but I mean, I just don't understand the whole deal.
No, you know, I don't know what's going on, but it's starting to become a story now.
Yes,
is the way I would put it.
Because I'm thinking this morning when I'm driving, and I'm like, Well, I wasn't concerned before the game because, you know, I mean, okay, maybe he had a hip flexor or something. He tweaked it in warm-ups, and Martin said he would have sat him in the opener had he not already been in the book. So he played 2 minutes. He came out, all right. We're not really sure what's going on after the game. But then...
Well, I'm not buying that. Are you buying that?
Not particularly.
The guy's hurt. I don't, I mean...
Yeah, to not know what it was. Okay, it's maybe hip or leg, whatever it is. But by Monday night, to not know what's going on, it was interesting. Okay, he's game time decision. All right, maybe he's a little sore. It's Wagner. They're at home. We won't need him tonight. Let's go ahead and be sure. We're going to Utah on Thursday. Let's make sure we have him there. And then after the game, to have, it's a leg. It's day-to-day. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. You're not a doctor, but I would guess that as the head men's basketball coach at a Power 5 school, you have access to a doctor.
Right, right. And so, listen, I don't want to make too much out of this. It's a great time in Missouri basketball. Things are looking up. But I do think now that he doesn't play and we get that vague, at best, response out of Konzo Martin after the game, it's officially a story. It's something to pay attention to. Is this an injury that's going to keep him out for a significant amount of time?
If he doesn't travel to Utah, as they're saying, he may not.
And are you really, you know, I'm assuming it's not that severe because they didn't just call him out. Like, I don't think you felt like to beat Wagner, we had to burn some prep time on them prepping Michael Porter Jr. on the video, and we weren't sure if we could get by him if we just flat out said he's out. Right, I get maybe some cloak and dagger with Utah. That figures to be a tougher challenge. But, you know, I'm not sure. And I think Steven said this morning that he did not practice this past weekend. So it's an injury that's severe enough to keep him out of practice. They're calling him day-to-day. And is this just bogus and they're eyeing a return against Illinois on December 23rd. They're eyeing a return at the beginning of the SEC schedule on January 3rd. I don't know, but it's officially a watch now and a relevant story. So we'll see. And listen, let's put it out there. Missouri's got to wear it the way Kansas wears it. You get a guy that's this good, and a lot of people thought that maybe Andrew Wiggins didn't go hard all the time at Kansas because he was protecting himself for the draft. Is that what this is? Is this an injury that were this kid the number 310 recruit in the country, he'd be out there making sure he was playing, practicing, going hard, fighting through it because he wants minutes and wants to prove that, you know, he deserves a scholarship. Don't recruit over me and give me the attaboy. Looks like Tennessee State's a great place for you to play, son. Is this the kind of injury that kind of player would fight through? And we'll talk about it with Doug Gottlieb. You know, Konzo Martin's recruited and coached high-level athletes. And so I think he knows how to handle this situation, and he's handling it what he feels is the right way, and we assume that. But I do think you got a question. Is this part of it? Look, we're getting ready to go into a bowl season, and I was reminded of that yesterday when we did the two-minute drill, when we talked to Jason Anderson down at ESPN 680 in Louisville. I said, well, Lamar Jackson, I mean, he figures to top all his numbers from last year. You know, is he being overlooked as a Heisman candidate? He won it last year. And he said, well, I don't know that he's going to top those numbers. You mentioned him playing in a bowl game. Who's to say he's going to play in a bowl game? That is the new trend, right?
Yep.
We've seen that you know, Christian McCaffrey didn't play in the bowl game. Leonard Fournette didn't play in the bowl game. Running backs in college football. Are we thinking that the mindset is so different in college basketball? No, I'm not. Michael Porter Jr. right now is slotted to be the number one or number two overall pick. It's between him and Bender. Now, if number one is important to him, Bender's off to a great start, 25 in his debut for Duke. But if just
Begley,
top five,
by the way. Marvin Begley. What?
Marv Bagley. I'm sorry.
Jonathan Bender.
Jonathan Bender back in the day. Yeah. He was a ball player.
Was he Washington, some
of mine? I think he was a straight to the league.
Yeah.
Guy. Anyway.
Marvin Bagley.
Marvin Bagley from Duke, 25 points. Thank you, Rob. Nice to know you're still with us. you know, look, I get it. Hey, I'm locked in top five. I don't play a game. If I don't play a game, I'm going top five. I'm not going to hate on a guy. I'm not saying that's what it is, but I think we have to entertain that subject. We've entertained it before with the one-and-dones at Kansas. There was some speculation that that's what was going on with Joel Embiid. That has proven to be quite you know, farcical when you see the injuries he's had to, you know, how he's had to continue to battle the injuries with the Sixers. But, you know, I think you've got to pose that question. I think it's a reality of college basketball recruiting at the highest level. There's a lot at stake. There's so much money, and the league is going to come calling. And if that does turn out to be the case, and perhaps only Michael Porter Jr. will be the only one that knows. Maybe Konzo Martin will know. Maybe the family of Porter Jr. will know. The future agent will know. I don't know. But if that is the case, then this is another reason, if that is the real deal, to get to a point where, you know, Michael Porter Jr., if all he wants to do is protect his draft status, can get to the league. He's good enough to go right now. Let him go. And then, you know, make the scholarship at least a 2 or 3 year commitment for players. I don't know. We will watch. I know this. Missouri 99-55. And, you know, that's not the kind of performances that they put on the floor last year.
No.
I mean, they struggled mightily constantly throughout the season. In fact, I'm going back to see. So we watched them win, what, 74-59 mm-hmm. over Iowa State and 99-55 over Wagner. A quick look at last year's schedule. 99-44 over Alabama A&M and an OT loss to Xavier. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was hey, they had a shot at the end, first game of that little tournament round robin deal.
The follow-up, though, is a 15-point loss to Davidson. There were losses to North Carolina Central, to Eastern Illinois, to Lipscomb.
Lipscomb
took them down. So this team certainly looks far superior. And what I like, and what I'll continue to trumpet, is that I think Konzo Martin, the big question on him was, can he coach? Right? That was the question on him. Can he coach? And I'm seeing a team that looks much more prepared to take the floor and play basketball than it did last year under Kim Anderson. And what Kim Anderson was supposed to be was a guy that could coach.
Yeah.
Right? He was going to preach defense toughness and, you know, bring the team together. And they weren't. They were a sloppy bunch the entire 3 years that he was in charge, because it's different getting your message across to high-level Power 5 basketball players. And, again, I think impressive that guys that are coming from other places. Last night it was Robertson. I get it that he's a recruit of Konzo Martin because he's a transfer. You know, he's the only coach. I don't remember when he was committing to Missouri, whether it was after Konzo was there or it started when Kim Anderson was there. But the only coach he's played for is Konzo Martin. But he comes from another program. He goes for 23. Tillman has his least impressive performance.
Well, it'd be nice to see. You'd like to think he wouldn't foul out and
against Wagner.
10 minutes against Wagner, but that's
but
that was an issue him against Kansas. He's got to get that under control.
And Barnett and Perrier in double figures, not to mention Porter off the bench and Phillips off the bench. So it's a real team.
Yeah.
It's a real team. And I think that's a positive. Unfortunately, in this cloak and dagger age of not just flat out stating what's what, not talking to the players, being a college kid, it's going to be somewhat overshadowed. Their performance so far, it's going to be less talk about the X's and O's and more talk about whether or not he is going to play and when he's going to play and how seriously he's hurt is going to overshadow that. Hopefully he's back on the floor soon and that all goes away and we see Missouri. I'm going to say this. At some point you need him on the floor because you have to build that chemistry. And we see it all the time in the NBA, more so in the NBA because they play so many more games. But it takes time to reconfigure the lineup and build the chemistry. They're building a chemistry without him right now. And they'll have to break that down and rebuild it. Now, a guy with his talent and skills will make it much easier than, you know, a team like, say, K-State that has to rely so much on the sum, on the offense, the team offense to get a lot of their buckets. Porter Jr. moves the ball well, passes well, can just get rebounds and throw down and get out on the break, and a lot of that will make that transition easier. But there will be a transition that's going to have to come, and the longer you go before you can get to that, I think the longer time it's going to take. 913-810-810, we're at Robert Brogdon Buick GMC at I-35 in Santa Fe. 17's got to go, 0% for 72 months on 17 GMC Yukons. Up to $11,000 off with the trade-in on GMC Sierra pickup trucks. And the 18 GMC Terrain, a beautiful-looking midsize SUV, yours on a lease, just $249 a month. It's here at Robert Brogdon, Buick GMC, I-35 in Santa Fe.